Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Luke 9:23, give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Here are three Bible examples of radical commitment. Number one, commitment on the job. In the past, employers appreciated their workers, and workers valued their employers and their jobs. Today's workplace is often adversarial, with employees criticizing their bosses and doing the minimum required to get by, while many bosses have become increasingly demanding, taking their workers for granted. This isn't God's way. His way calls for mutual commitment between management and labor. Paul says, "Obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. Serve them sincerely as you would serve Christ. Try to please them all the time, not just when they're watching you. Work with enthusiasm as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people." 2. Commitment at church. Many Christians have adopted a cafeteria-style approach towards church. We pick what we like and leave what we don't. But membership in Christ's church involves a covenant relationship with a body of believers who watch over, cherish, and pray for one another and fulfill the Great Commission together. 3. Commitment to Christ. Christ is not looking for wishy-washy, lukewarm followers. He told the crowd, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me." That means you no longer follow your own wishes and will, you follow Christ and his will. That's radical commitment, and you are called to it. From Vision's Word for Today, Radical Commitment Part 2.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.